3 KXNO.
The PSAs you hear on Miller and Condon and iHeartMedia Des Moines are presented in part by NCMEC. We take care of our own. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Ken Miller. Trent Condon. Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Miller and Condon here on a getaway Friday. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. It's Trent Condon and Ken Miller, and we're with you to talk sports for the next couple of hours. Thanks for spending some of your morning here with us on the BMW of Des Moines guest list. In about 25 minutes, Tom Cakert will catch us up with all the comings and goings with the Hawkeyes. I guess the baseball team is currently in action over in Omaha.
Elimination game.
Yeah, they have to win this one, so we'll get an update on that. Charlie Jones, basketball as well with Tom Cakert. 10:25, off to Vegas we shall go. Circus Sports, Mike Palm will join us at 11:05. We will get the latest comings and goings in Vegas. Of course, they are their contest, the Circa Survivor and the Circa Millions, are now open for business. And Dave Sproul will be here to talk Iowa State. 11:25 before we give four of you an opportunity to win some barbecue from our friends at Klaxon's as we get closer or further away from the NBA down to two teams. Kind of more difficult to come up with the Klaxon's contest that we will. But we'll muddle our way through the Indianapolis 500. I'm sure we'll be a part of it. Baseball as well. Cubs are off, which is probably a good thing as they get set to take on the White Sox. Both the Cubs and White Sox coming off disappointing efforts. You good to go? How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you? How was vacation?
Okay.
Okay. That's not normally how you respond after going to California and Vegas.
No, it was fun. Like, I love walking on the ocean as much as anything. And I did that morning and afternoon. You know, the tide would be out, then the tide would come in. And, you know, just seeing some of the not critters. So the stuff that would wash up onto the shoreline. Yep. I saw seal one day, dead seal. Just, I mean, it's kind of creepy, but some of the wildlife, I guess, that didn't make it. I just so powerful to walk beside it. You know, it's just kind of awe-inspiring. But it was good. It was fun to see. I like Ventura. Flew into an airport I'd never flown into before, and I can't wait to fly into it again, Santa Barbara.
Really?
It is the smallest, tiniest airport I've ever been to in my life, and I just loved it. Well, like, Des Moines' great. Don't get me wrong. Although, you know what? I came back on Wednesday night.
Okay.
It was packed.
Oh, really?
I couldn't believe it. It was 2 days, obviously, prior to today. Uh-huh. So I can understand maybe some folks knocking off early to get going. It was mobbed. Parking lots full. But I'm good. I'm glad people are traveling again.
Yes, they are.
It's a lot of pent up, a lot of folks that want to get out there and live life again. And it was good to see. But Santa Barbara's airport is just special.
I'll put that on the list.
I mean, there's no baggage carousel.
Yeah.
A gate opens up and they put your bags on a little decline and they just slide out and... It was great.
That's awesome.
No, it really was. Ventura is a really nice city. Probably, you know, that's where my wife has plans for us to live, to wind up.
So oh, okay.
I think she'll probably win out in the end, which I guess isn't necessarily such a bad thing. But it was cold as ice.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was freezing. It was in the 50s. So they say, the local expression there is, May gloom, June bloom.
Oh.
I don't know. You don't have to shovel in the winter.
That's a positive.
That is a positive. So, and then I went to Vegas for a couple of days and saw my son, spent some time at Circa, went to Palm's place, stayed there. Vegas was busy. Yeah, just normal. But ready to come home, and my wife doesn't get back till tomorrow, which another night batching it, which would be kind of fun, too.
Well, I'm going to guess what? You got probably wings on the agenda, something
wings,
like that.
Wings, beer,
tonight.
And hockey. Yeah. Really, really stepping out.
Not too bad of a Friday night. Well, timing's never been exactly one of your strong suits. You leave for your vacation, and this is the last week and a half has been basketball has sucked.
Terrible.
And hockey's been great.
It's been unbelievable.
And where's my partner?
Yeah, to talk about
he's hanging out in California.
Right. Well, look, and last night was good, too, hockey-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, the best player in the world is Connor McDavid. I've been saying it for a long time, and if you've been watching the hockey, you understand why I feel the way I do about this kid. He is unbelievable. But he's not the only one. I mean, we're seeing Nathan MacKinnon for Colorado, the goaltending we've seen in these series. They've been great. They've been absolutely great. And Tampa Bay, I didn't bet a nickel on them because I took the stand. There's no way a team is going to win the Stanley Cup 3 years in a row. And now they're poised to have in the Eastern Conference final as they with the winner of the Rangers and the Hurricanes. But yeah, the basketball trend has been,
it's been a rough watch.
It has. I mean, Doncic lasted. Good for Charles Barkley for calling him out in the first half, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was awful. Terrible. And that got it going a little bit in the second half, but look, they were overmatched. Yeah. He has no help. Dinwiddie was good.
He was.
Especially in the first 24 minutes.
Brunson's a nice player.
He needs help, Doncic, though. He can't. They need help.
Yeah. And is that a destination? Dallas with that guy.
Yeah.
Ball dominant. No.
That's a good
state
question. Texas doesn't have state taxes?
Nope.
I didn't know that. Huh.
So you got that angle to it.
Well, that's huge for when you're making that much bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're making that much bank, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they're going to be all right one way or the other. Yeah. But hey, at least a selling point there.
Uh-huh.
And an owner that cares. An owner that's going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. And was one of the first to do so. I mean, the plane that he bought, I don't know, it's probably 20 years ago now. The Mavericks plane at the time.
Unheard of.
It was unheard of. But Mark Cuban's got that kind of cash. But is it a destination to go play with Luka Doncic? That's a really good question.
Tough guy to play with.
Mm-hmm.
He has the ball so much. Mm-hmm. But want to keep an eye on going forward. I have no clue about what their salary cap situation is or anything like that. You would think looking at the roster would be okay.
Yeah.
But that's something to keep an eye on. Because everybody can't go to L.A., right?
No.
I mean, there's got to be other places. You can't go to Miami or L.A. Mm-hmm. There's got to be other places out there. Maybe Dallas is one to keep an eye on. But the games in general, it has not been a fun watch.
No, the injuries have really taken their toll on regardless of what night you turned into the Eastern Conference Final. Hopefully the final will be good. It sure seems like Golden State's destined, doesn't it?
No, I don't see it that way.
You're right. Good. I'm glad.
I think we're going to get a series with the Celtics there. Mm-hmm. Celtics get there, win one more, maybe polish it off tonight. I think we're going to get at least a good, compelling series. I still pick the Warriors, but 4-2, something like that. Maybe even 7-gamer.
Good.
I think we're going to get a good final series just because Boston... That defense is just absolutely nuts.
Yes, they are.
And Klay's lost a step. And Steph's lost a step. And Draymond's lost a step. And Jordan Poole's inconsistent. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, maybe, just maybe, and Jason Tatum, he can put the team on the back and win a game. Jaylen Brown.
Well, he has this series, both of them.
Yeah, he can win a game. And all of a sudden, I think we got something good in front of us.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful, and I got that one surrounded because I have both the Celtics and the Warriors with the future tickets. So I'm happy about that.
Nice, nice, nice. All right, good stuff. So what do we know? Help me out on the Charlie Jones situation.
Okay.
This kind of surprised me a little bit. Look, I have no problem. I guess I do have a little problem. That's a timing problem as much as any. You want to go somewhere else and you want to whatever. If it's money you're going for, if it's playing time, if you don't like the quarterback, I've heard all three.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't there be a deadline to do this? I mean, once spring practice is over, you go through spring practice and maybe you come out of that knowing where your place is on the depth chart.
Well, and I think another theory is you go through spring practice. All right, we have changes. We got a new quarterback coach. We have heard the lip service that this offense is going to be different.
That's true.
And you go through it and you say, it's not different.
Nope.
It's the same garbage.
Yep.
And I'm going to go to Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go there and I'm going to catch 55 balls.
So is that the rumor, Purdue? Because I've also heard Notre Dame.
Yes, Notre Dame is also involved. They reached out right away also. But the Purdue connection comes a couple of different factions. First of all, of course, Tyrone Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Makes a lot of sense. You know, everybody said what a great thing it was that Tyrone Tracy was back for spring practice. I think I was maybe doing a little recruiting while he was here.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe, just maybe.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Uh-huh. I saw a picture of him in the stands.
Yes. Oh, well, how great is that? Coming back and supporting his old teammates and maybe bringing somebody back to West Lafayette with them, ultimately, in the end. But Aiden O'Connell, their excellent quarterback.
He is.
Him and Charlie Jones were childhood friends.
Oh,
they grew up together. So a lot of people connecting those dots, that is another reason that possibly could be happening.
Was there NIL? Has that been rumored to be out there?
Nothing definitive, okay. Nothing strong.
What's Nebraska doing? Because they just signed their 15th transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Their 15th.
Got to go all in, right?
So
You fog up a mirror, hey, we got room for you.
Absolutely. So what are they doing? Have we seen anything? It's legal to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have they come out and said how they're approaching this and how they're able to land one after it? They've landed 15.
It's got to be all runs of money, right?
Well, I don't know where it's coming from, but, I mean, there's nothing else to spend it on in Nebraska, right? Yeah. Other than Husker football. I don't know, but it just seems like, boy, that's a lot.
What is Hathshire, whatever?
Hathaway? The guy, right? I don't know, you and me.
Yeah, we're over the tips of our skis.
Oh, the old dude, Warren Buffett.
There you go, yeah. Right. Maybe he just said, here you go. Here's a little extra
money.
Is
he a football fan?
Who knows? He's a Nebraska fan. He likes the state.
I think he still lives there.
He lives in Omaha.
I think he does. So what else is going on baseball-wise? I've seen that the Cubs are reeling. They gave up 20 spots yesterday.
It was ugly, too.
Did Cappy come on after a loss? Did you have Cappy Wednesday?
Yeah. And, you know,
because he's fired up on his recaps.
Yeah, it's getting worse and worse.
It's terrible, Trent. They're bad.
You know,
I think they want to be bad.
On Wednesday, there was a little bit of hope. All right, you finish off the series against Cincinnati, right? You finish it because mm-hmm. I think they'd won the first.
They won the first two.
So finish off the series, win the next two, which didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then you get the White Sox for two. And we're just playing a little bit. And then you get a four-gamer against Cardinals and Brewers.
Ooh.
How about all of a sudden, if they would have completed the sweep against Cincinnati, didn't happen.
Right. Split against the Southsiders.
And then win both series, which are both four-gamers, which meaning win three out of four. They would have been above 500. Well, now here we are. 2 days later. Isn't it crazy how quickly baseball can turn just like that over the course of 162, where you're just trying to play a little hopeful game with Cappy and get him excited, and then that happens.
Yeah, no, look, I'm the same way. We thought, get us to August. You thought July. Maybe Memorial Day will be the we shall see. Yeah, they're off today before they play a two-game set against
Chicago. How weird is that, too?
It's just strange. Just ridiculous. It's the new scheduling that they're only going to play 2-2 in each ballpark. But c'est la vie, I guess that's what it is. Twins, you know, Twins have a 4.5 game lead now?
They do, yep. Lost a couple in a row, though. Lost the back end of the series against the Tigers, then lost yesterday
to
game
the Royals,
one against the Royals.
Yeah. And it's a four-gamer as well. I was looking at the standings in baseball. Trent, there's not a lot. I know it's going to change, hopefully. But aren't we used to having these races at Memorial Day a little closer? Yanks are running away. Twins are up 4.5. Astros only 2.5. Mets 7.5 game lead. The Brewers are up 4.5. And the Dodgers, it's the closest race in baseball. It's only two. We're talking about the Dodgers over the Padres. But there's not a lot of, you know, tied at the top.
No.
Get it? It's a quarter of the way through. Not quite, I guess. But I'm just used to seeing that at least a couple of the divisions a little more intrigue.
I think it'll be a good race in the American League Central. I think ultimately that's going to play out that way. The White Sox continue to get healthy, and I think they're going to be good. That bullpen's ultimately going to be better than what it's been, certainly to this point. But we talked about this, 2-3 weeks ago. We already know the division winners of the National League, don't
we? Uh-huh. I went home and bet them.
Yeah. I mean, you put those three together and you get plus money. It was a plus 180, I think, at the time when that happened. So I think that's what it's going to set up, but the good thing is we got the extra wild card, so that'll be the races that we're really looking at, and that's what baseball wants, right? You can manufacture some drama, and that's what you get when you put the extra wild card in there. You get more teams involved, more teams with an opportunity, and more teams that feel like they have a chance, even as we get up to the trade deadline at the end of July.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, it goes, but it does feel like the National League division leaders right now are going to be very difficult to knock off. Dave Sprouse coming up at 11:25. Any news made on the caravan that crisscrossed the state? Anything come out of the Iowa State camp? But they do a lot of reading.
Yeah, not
when
a whole
I was
lot.
Gone.
No.
Tried to step on Twitter as much as I could, but did go out of my way to avoid it. You know, try to get away from it. It's possible to do.
It sucks you in.
It does. It does. They made no news.
Not
no
really.
Comings and goings.
No.
Nothing from AJ Green yet.
No. John Lamb, who joined me yesterday, though, did say that he believes it's ultimately going to be that. He knew he was on the Duke visit and said everything that he heard still points to Iowa State.
Right. And then Olsen and the Duke's Nick Olsen, apparently, I don't know if they did a podcast or a column together, and they both feel that if there is a year of college basketball in his future, it's in Ames.
Oh, okay.
It's no longer in Durham.
So Iowa State becomes the big time league
right
now.
And we'll get Nick on Tuesday to opine more on that. Was that the only news we're waiting on?
Well, the Big 12 news that I found very interesting, Kansas State is also going through their same caravan right now that Iowa State has, their spring caravan going around to different cities. And from the Mercury News down there in Manhattan, the beat writer in the Kansas State beat talked to Glenn Taylor, the athletic director there, and he had mentioned talking about the new Big 12 commissioner. What are they going to be? Something that you've mentioned a lot was
Go outside the box. Yep.
Doesn't appear like there's a whole lot of push for that with the Big 12. It's going to be a former AD. Yeah. Oliver Luck, of course, is the apple of everyone's eye.
No, I get that.
But if it's not Oliver Luck, somebody of that ilk. So it's not going to be a Klyakov. It's not going to be a guy like that outside the normal realm. It's more than likely going to be somebody that has that kind of background.
I did see Iowa State's, a lot of schools, first couple, three games, their television and their kick time be announced. Iowa State's got ESPN Plus, Big Ten Network for the Iowa game, back to ESPN Plus. That's their non-con.
I didn't even see that. Wow.
Two out of the three are both ESPN Plus games.
No over the air?
Nope. I mean, get used to it.
Yeah, that's where we are trending. And, of course, the kickoff times that came out yesterday came up after I was off the air. So, 3 o'clock for Iowa State.
Yeah.
Your favorite?
No. I mean, it's probably best for everyone that it's 3. It's kind of a compromise. The tailgaters get their, you know, 3 or 4 hours to get primed up. I mean, by beer in Kinnick Stadium.
Three or four.
Well, whatever. It's 3 or 10. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Then it's not at night, and then that gets a little crazy, right? Mm-hmm. If the game would have been at night. So I think it's kind of best of both worlds, makes everybody happy. Big Ten Network's fine. I like the Big Ten Network. Yeah. If you got good announcers, good crews on there. The other two, the Iowa State games are both 1 o'clock. So their other two non-coms, week one, week three, are 1 o'clock. And then the Thursday night game with Oklahoma is gone.
Moved
off the schedule. It was moved to Saturday.
I was looking forward to that.
I was too. I wonder what's behind that. Why? I mean, when they came out, it was Oklahoma and Iowa State. Mm-hmm. Great games over the last, handful of years. Certainly in the Campbell era, though it's not exclusive to the Campbell era. We all remember what happened on that Friday night in November. That was Oklahoma State. But regardless, they've been good games. But I was surprised to see that and disappointed to see that.
I was too. That was one where I also kind of was thinking, hey, maybe I was going to be able to make it up to Ames for that Thursday. I remember going up there for the Texas game and just how much fun it was before the game. The ultimate game was not very fun, but just the build up there and everything that kind of went there. Oh boy, get off the show. No, I could be up there by 1 o'clock. How awesome would that be? Unfortunately, that's not going to be the case there. Got to be something with TV, though, ultimately, right?
Yeah, I mean, they make the decisions. They make the calls on that. Anyways, we've got Tom Caker coming up. We'll pick Tom's brain. Nothing on Chris Murray.
Nope, going to take it all the way up till June 1st.
Is he really?
Yep.
And then he'll make his decision. Doesn't it seem like it's cut and dried at this point?
At this point, what is happening, and another thing that John was able to relay it to us yesterday because he's had former players that have gone through the process like this, is this is the time where you're really working and having a lot more individual meetings with individual teams. So that's what's happening at this point.
And does John know if he is or he isn't?
No, nothing like that. Gotcha. But he said this is going to be the time if, we've talked about the guarantee. Is there a guarantee there?
Right.
This would be the time that a guarantee would come leading up right until decision day. This would be the time that a team would say, hey, we are going to take you 28. Stay in the draft.
Right.
This would be the time. So I think that's why he's going to take it all the way up until June 1st. Waiting to see if he gets one of those guarantees.
Well, Tom Kakert's on the other side right now. This is the final day for this, by the way, folks. Have we had a winner since I've been gone at Kicks?
Nothing I've seen.
Nobody in the station's won.
No.
This contest, I don't know what it is. They just, I mean, when was the last time we had a winner on this? Has it been 3 or 4 of these promotions now? These cycles? Well,
easy. You just go to KXNO.com.
And once you get there, Trent, you enter this keyword.
It is pay.
Pay at KXNO.com. Pay at KXNO.com. Your chance to win $1,000. The 10 o'clock keyword, pay. We'll have another one at 11 in the 11 o'clock hour. And then Murph and Andy have a couple, the Fanatics. And we will be done. It's 10:20. Tom Kakert is next, underway on a Friday. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.
210 4th Street.
Now back to Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM. Here's Ken and Trent.
All right, welcome back. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Let's get to Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. We'll get the latest on the Hawks. What's the latest in the game, Trent?
2-1. Hawkeyes have taken the lead against Purdue elimination game in the Big Ten tournament. They have the bases loaded with two outs. One of their big hitters, Anthony, just struck out, but they lead it 2-1, top of the fifth.
Good stuff. Tom Cakert joins us. Tom, Trent, and Ken, I'm sure you're keeping an eye on that bad boy. Tom, how are you?
Yeah, I was just listening to it on my way to an appointment. So, yeah, a little Heller ball this inning that's got him going. A little bunting and, you know, moving runners and all the classic Rick Heller baseball is going on. And because they were struggling. I mean, they only got two hits yesterday and weren't really getting anything going. So Rick Heller goes to Heller ball and gets them going.
So help me out since I've been gone. What do they need to do to advance?
A lot more than this.
They got to get on a run here. How many do they have to win?
Yeah. They probably got to make it to the title game.
Do they?
To get to the NCAA,
right,
thing,
right?
At this point, if they had won yesterday, then if they'd won today, I think they would have been in. But now they've, you know, that Penn State loss is not a great loss, so they're going to have to get to work and get some wins, and that's going to be hard because you know they just don't have a ton of pitching, so starting pitching, so they're going to have to cobble it together and hope the bats get going.
Brody Breck going to need a couple, three, four, five innings maybe out of him throughout the weekend. They got a long ways to go now after losing that opener. Well, Tom, with that, let's jump into football. A lot of news over the last couple of days. Start with the biggest one, certainly, as it pertains to 2022, and that is the decision for Charlie Jones to enter the transfer portal. Great returner, did some things in the receiver game, Purdue, Notre Dame being rumored about his ultimate destination, but the timing, that's something that Tom are both trying to kind of wrap our minds around. After spring football, why now?
Yeah, that's the weird thing. But, you know, it's when, you know, right now is when guys get to go back home. Mm-hmm. And I know Charlie is good friends with, the reason I mentioned Purdue right away was that Charlie's good friends with Aiden O'Connell. They're, and Aiden works with another name from the past for you guys, Jeff Christensen, Jake's dad.
Geez.
Throw a deep thing. And yeah, so I kind of heard some stuff that maybe those guys were talking. And it's not really, I know people will say, oh, it's tampering. And those guys go throw together or throw and catch and do stuff all the time. They've been doing it for years. They were, came out of high school the same time. Both guys are 6-year guys. So they're very familiar with each other. They come from the, you know, same area. So they've been doing this for a long time.
So what's,
it's not like this is new.
What's the trickle down, Tom? Obviously there's an empty chair in the wide receiver meeting room. So who's there? The Reganey, Bruce, Keegan Johnson, Brody Breck, maybe, possibly, likely. Who am
Deontay
I missing?
Deontay Vines.
Okay.
Jacob Bostic. And then you've got like Jackson Ritter. You got.
He's been there a while, right? Ritter? Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Johnson. You know, it's another young guy that's from the Des Moines area that's pretty good and, you know, that could maybe help him a little bit. But here's the thing I come back to. Charlie Jones, an incredible return guy.
Yes, he was.
Okay? You know, he was a Big Ten return specialist of the year last year. Nobody's going to take that away from him. He wanted more in the passing game. He was probably fourth on Iowa's depth chart as far as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be behind Arlen. He's going to be behind Keegan. He's going to be behind Reganey. So, Purdue, just last, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Milton Wright, they're kind of acknowledged number one guy coming back. Got declared academically ineligible.
Oh.
So, you know, there's kind of Tyrone Tracy's there. He's probably giving him a bit of an endorsement that, hey, you know, they're going to throw the ball more in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And Charlie said during the spring, you know, one of the reasons he came back is he wanted to enhance his receiver resume and for NFL teams. So, you know, it is, there's a business decision here.
Makes a lot of sense. It really does.
Yeah, now that you put it out like that, it does.
You know, another part is...
But is he an NFL receiver?
No.
I don't think he is either.
Not right now, but... Not.
Right.
No.
Catch a few more balls, get it...
He could be a guy that makes a team as a receiver return guy, but he's primarily going to be a return guy, but then, you know, he develops into, you know... Does he develop into Julian Edelman or somebody like that? Mm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know?
How about this? Put on your tinfoil cap with you, me, Tom. Charlie Jones has got a little swagger to him. Wears a headband. Yeah. He's got earrings. Kirk's mentioned a couple of different times that Charlie, maybe they didn't get along the best early on.
Charlie and Kirk?
Yes.
Okay.
Could this be a relationship thing, too? Is that too crazy, or do I need to put away my tinfoil hat?
I'd put the hat away. Think they were fine. Yeah, I think they were fine. But that's just the way Kirk is, mm-hmm. you know, it's just Kirk. And it's just, you know, I think Kirk is having to adjust to more freedom for players.
What about the Olander trader decision? A young man that was signed, sealed, and delivered, was going to be on campus here, in a week or two? And then he says he's reopening his commitment, which you really can't do when you're a signed player. Take us through this process. Certainly another one, really weird timing.
Yeah, that was completely weird because he's reporting June 12th. So he, you know, 2 weeks away from getting to campus, and now all of a sudden, and he doesn't have, it's not like he has another destination. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like he had something lined up, I don't think, based on talking to a few people who, you know, a few coaches that I know that have reached out to him about, you know, potentially moving a different direction, and he didn't have a plan. It seemed like he felt like, and I think this is probably wrong, but he feels like Iowa didn't communicate enough with him since signing day, and so that's why he's decided that he just didn't feel the love. Mm-hmm. So he's decided to see if he can find a place that's going to give him that love. But I'm just not sure at this late date that he's going to find that. So, especially not at the Big Ten level. Yeah, I'll be surprised.
One more on Charlie Jones when it comes to one of the positions that he's leaving behind, and that, of course, is the kick return aspect.
Sure.
So who gets that now, Tom?
I would...
Gavin Williams?
No, I'm going to say it's probably going to be Arlen Bruce.
Okay.
That's my prediction, at least for punt return. I think Arlen. Kickoff return, the other guy I'd throw in there, too, is Cooper DeJean. Mm-hmm. Cooper's got a lot of Charlie Jones qualities to him, you know, just in terms of just plays seem to happen around him when he's got the ball in his hands. He's just, you know, when you guys saw him in the high school level, I mean, again, he was playing like single-A football in Iowa, so let's keep that in mind. But just, he's a playmaker, just makes plays. So I would say probably those two, maybe Keegan Johnson as well. I wouldn't discount, I'll throw Xavier Wampa in there as well, because he was, as you guys saw, really good at Southeast Polk. Mm-hmm. Really good at Southeast Polk. Put the ball in his hands and things happen.
Get your playmakers the ball. It makes a whole lot of sense. Hey, over to basketball as we wrap up with Tom Caker from HawkeyeReport.com. Chris Murray going up to June 1st, it sounds like, the decision when he ultimately has to come back. You don't anticipate any news before that?
Yeah, I don't. I think it's going to run right up until that deadline, and I still believe he's going to come back. The only thing that's going to change that is if one of those NBA teams, and he did have a really good workout with the priority group in front of a lot of NBA scouts because they were there to see his brother. And he impressed a lot of people. So, but if he got a first-round guarantee, then I think it at least opens the door for him potentially not coming back. But otherwise, he's coming back.
Hmm. What about Iowa's collective, Tom? I've been gone a week. Any news on that?
Not yet. They are maybe, you know, fingers crossed that they're going to have a director in place here in the next couple of weeks and begin some fundraising. But I know a lot of stuff is moving in that direction. It's just a matter of getting the director hired, and I think they've narrowed the search. So I think they've got their guy, but we'll see if it gets done. It's one of those where it's right at the 5-yard line right now.
Speaking of collective, how's Nebraska handling theirs, Tom? They brought 15 kids in, so they must be doing something along those lines, right?
They are doing something because they even got that the one D lineman from TCU. They beat out Texas, so and I know there was financial incentives for that. So yeah, they're going to be willing to spend. So that's just. And they've got a fan base that is going to invest in that because they want to win. So they're going to give this a shot, see if that changes the trajectory of that program. I'm not convinced it will, but we'll see. If it does, then then it's money well spent, I guess.
Any big man in the transfer portal that Iowa has any connections to? I know sounds like the Keon Brooks, the Kentucky 5-star who is coming back to college. That one in Iowa maybe dried up already?
It might be. I know they're still talking, but, Cam Brooks is going to look for NIL money. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where it is. It's that's how business is done. You know, if you want a big man, you better have 6 figures to start.
Wow. Jeez. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for doing this for us. As always, we will talk with you next week, Tom. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Any baseball update?
3-1, though. Purdue does have 2 runners on and just pushed across a run right now on an RBI ground out. So Iowa leads 3-2, bottom of the 5th, runner at 3rd with 2 outs for the Boilermakers.
Gotta shut them down.
Got to win a lot of games.
So when you say that, like 2 or 3 more?
Probably 3 more.
3 more to get.
So the loss yesterday to Penn State, they dropped 8 spots in the RPI. That was a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that, and it's so tough. RPI is not great in comparison. Some of their other power numbers are okay. I've seen 3 different... basically bracketologist for college baseball.
There is such a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of them. D1 Baseball is one of them. Baseball America always has one. There's a couple others out there. One of them had, like, Iowa as part of the first 4 out. The other one had them pretty solidly in still. The other one had them still way out. So, I guess.
They're all over the map.
Yeah. There's not, you get the bracket matrix for college basketball, right. And you average up 70 different people to have it. Sure. It's a little bit different than looking at 3 different guys' opinions.
So we don't have a Shelby Mast, apparently, that we can turn to when it comes
right,
to
right, right.
All right, it's 10:40. Again, the keyword for the 10 o'clock hour was pay. We will have another one in the 11 o'clock hour. This is the final day of this promotion. Pay is the 10 o'clock keyword. We'll take a timeout, come back and finish the hour. Hour number 2, we'll head to Vegas. Mike Palm from Circus Sports will kick it off. Dave Sproul on Iowa State. And then Claxon's Barbecue giveaway coming up here at about 11:45. Miller and Condon on a Friday. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3. In Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. So I asked you during the break, and I was very glad to hear the answer that you offered up, because June is Phil Steele month.
It is, yes.
And you've already made the arrangements to have Phil on and get the books on the way to the studios down here, have you?
Should be here. I think shipping happens maybe next week.
It's another box to check, Trent, as we get ourselves closer to the month of August and the training camp's underway. So next week that early. That's good. I saw Athlon's coming out with theirs this weekend, I think. I think they may be in... Do you still buy them in stores?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Barnes & Noble, yeah. That's a couple of times I've gotten the Phil Steele there.
Have you?
And, yeah, a couple of the others.
Well, remember at Hy-Vee, used to be a whole aisle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not anymore.
I don't even know if they sell them anymore. I saw People Magazine is doing away with print.
Really?
People Magazine.
Well, Sports Illustrated's there.
Same way.
Sporting News is there.
Sporting News, they're all there. Well, that's good because it's, like we say, it's the rite of passage, right, from the non-college season into the, boy, you're on the precipice of just that. Good stuff out of Mr. Steele.
Yes, it's a very fun magazine to go through, too, but it just changes. I mean, we just, Charlie Jones.
I'm sure he'll be in it, probably.
He's going to be in the magazine.
Yeah, right. He is the one for sure. Athlon's coming out this week.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Memorial Day weekend, we used to go out to Vegas every year.
Did you?
And we would go out there and just group of buddies from college and do Vegas things as early 20-year-old guys. And it was always a fun time. But I remember that was always a part of me. I'd grab a newspaper and I'd grab whatever magazine was on the stands because they would shoot for get it out there Memorial Day weekend. So spend your, well, $15 at an airport to get that magazine. But you're set then. 3 hours flight, no problem at all.
I was on Allegiant coming home, and I didn't see a newspaper.
No.
I didn't see, and there's no internet on them, so I thought maybe if you're going to find it. By the way, it was okay. The Allegiant experience wasn't awful.
Not bad.
Like, it's nonstop. That's the key,
yes.
Right? It, and the plane, they're comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a no-frills airline, and you know that when you buy the ticket and you realize.
You got a seat.
You've got a seat.
Maybe not much leg room, but.
Right. And you probably didn't get it when you bought your ticket because if you want to just get your choose your seat, that's another fee. I did get a chuckle out of the when I go up to the counter, if you want a printed boarding pass, that's a fiver.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No
way. That's going to cost you five.
I'm good on my phone.
Well, I didn't download the app for Allegiant.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
You just paid the five.
I dug it in my pocket. Here you go. take the fiver.
Talk about nickel and
no, they get you as soon as you walk in, right? You want air above your seats? That's going to cost you. No, that didn't go that far. But
soon enough. Don't give them ideas.
It will get there. It will get there. Did you see the... Like, there's a lot of great rivalries in sports. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of them. But Colorado and Detroit, and I know we're going to the hockey card again, but it is after all late May, so get used to it. The Avs and the Wings were as nasty a rivalry, I think, in maybe sports history.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just teeth, blood, guts, fights, goalie fights. They just hated each other. Now, there's a 30 for 30 coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a two-hour special. And I'm going to promote the hell out of it because I just hope everybody will watch this and just, you know, if you don't like the sport, don't understand it, never grew up around it, watch these two teams and the pure unadulterated hatred that was whenever they play, whether it was playoffs or regular season, and it would carry over from one season to the next.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the word I want? It's the handshake line. It's tradition, right? Mm-hmm. It even kind of got to the point where they wouldn't shake each other's hands.
Oh, really?
And that just goes to show you how much and how deep the hatred was amongst those two teams.
Well, and 30 for 30s are so well done.
Oh, they're terrific.
And it doesn't matter if you don't have a deep interest in a team or whatever the topic
or the
is.
The focus, right. Yeah.
Just well done in general. I mean, it's pretty hard, at least for me. If there's any kind of general interest, and for something like that, it'll be a fainting interest, but I'll sit down and watch a documentary that I won't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Just last night, I started, and it's very long, the George Carlin documentary, and it's excellent. It's on HBO.
Yeah.
I think that's one. I'm going to guess you probably enjoyed George Carlin.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know, going back in the day, and really, really interesting, and I just got into it. So, yeah, something like that, 30 for 30 on hockey that I have... Yeah, a little memory that they didn't get along, but that's about it.
Right.
I'm going to guess it's going to take it to another level.
No, and it absolutely will. So have you watched any of the Brady one on
ESPN? No, that doesn't do it for me.
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Although I do like the way he's taken over social media and got more involved in it.
Right.
He's just, we talked about this, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. He's away from Belichick. He's out from under the Patriots' way.
So I was reading an article last night. And it was talking about Brady and why he's going to have his best season is going to be his last season here.
Do you think this is his last season?
Well, that's what I want to go because I've heard a lot of this. Everybody with the TV deal now in place with Fox said this is last season.
Well, Greg Olson hopes it's not.
Right. He hasn't said it's his last season. Why is everybody, there's so many people that just anticipate this is his last
year. Well, he
said
he wanted to play till he's 45 and he'll be 45.
Okay. But if he goes out and has a great year, and what would you heard with Miami or San Francisco? Are we sure? I don't know why it's just it's being painted a lot of, by a lot of people mm-hmm. that this is his last season. Why are people jumping to that conclusion? I don't get it. We don't know that.
No, we don't. I mean,
because he's 45.
That yeah. and you know, it's just it's common sense. At some point, I mean, that you got to think that his skills are going to evaporate, aren't they?
Could happen quickly. Well, I mean, it happened with Peyton Manning quickly.
Oh my God, Trent! Yeah. It from you could see it. From week to week, almost.
Right.
Absolutely. He was a different player.
And there are some weeks where, hey, there's a little bit of pop back. And then the next week, it would be.
It was just terrible.
Right, yeah. I mean, he couldn't throw a 10-yard out. Mm-hmm. It had to be
Brock Osweiler was starting when he was healthy.
Yeah, right.
At the end. Now, Osweiler got hurt, and Manning mm-hmm. came in and saved him against the Chargers, and the rest is history. They won Super Bowl 50. Now, they had a defense, let's be realistic. Yes. They had a lot of help on that football team. And their offense was good, but Peyton Manning, I don't want to say they won it in spite of him. They kind of did.
Yeah. I think it's fair.
I think it is. I mean, Von Miller, just one down the list, right? Secondary, the no-fly zone was as good of a good secondary as you're going to find.
His knowledge base, though, is what pushed it over.
That absolutely did push it over. So we shall see.
So I haven't talked about this story while you were gone. I'm not sure if you saw Pete Thamel's piece on the SEC and their conversations.
Yes. Now, I saw that. The fact that they're going to hold their own playoff, is that what you're referring to?
You're the Big Ten. You're the Big 12. Uh-huh. You're the ACC. You're the Pac-12. Let's go ahead. If you're that upset about everything, if you're...
So what's behind it?
Well, I got two things about this. First, if this story's coming out, if Pete Thamel has this story...
And it wasn't denied. Sankey didn't shoot it down.
But they're not really going to do this.
I don't think so.
No, they know that they can't do this, that they can't form basically their own 16-team
league. So what's
league.
The end game? Yeah, you want to watch Alabama versus Vandy?
Right. All right, there's your first-round playoff game.
Right.
Great. And your championship is Alabama-Georgia for the third time?
Right.
Come on. You have to have some kind of other blood there. I think this is them trying to say, we are so strong that we can go off and do our own thing. Call their bluff. Call their bluff. They're not going to do this. You know, if they want every single thing lined up for them, every mm-hmm. single thing in college football has to be the way of the SEC because they're the power. And if not, we're going to go take our ball and go our own way. Do it. Have fun. And everybody else in the country, yeah, we'll have a real national championship. Because ultimately, wouldn't
that... Can you have a real national championship without them?
But can you have a real national championship with only the SEC?
I understand. No, you can't.
Right.
No.
And because of that, I would call their bluff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what their reasoning is.
But then 20 years from now, 25, 50 years from now, we look back to the, pick a year, 2023 national championship, and it's Michigan or Ohio State or mm-hmm. USC or what. Yeah, but.
The champion of the SEC. Now, here's something that I would like to see as we figure out what the future of college football is. I absolutely loved what the Big Ten did in 2020, where that last week of the year.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was terrific.
Of course, Michigan didn't show up for the Iowa-Michigan game because they were terrible at the time. But something like that, I think, would be incredibly intriguing. Or if we don't have divisions anymore, a 4-team bracket where you get to the end. You got a 14, 16-team league. All right, play it off with your best four teams.
So are you saying that this is done at the end of the regular season?
Yeah.
That each conference has their top four play
mm-hmm.
because there's no more divisions. So instead of just sending one and two to championship weekend, one versus four and two versus three play first.
I mean, how huge would that be? If you're doing that,
how much is that worth to networks, to schools?
Tens of millions of dollars mm-hmm. for an extra game. You're yeah. going to have to completely blow
and
up.
Now
what we
that
know
the
college.
Players are getting paid, Trent,
yes.
it makes it a little bit easier, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're playing up to 16 games a year.
Yeah,
and these
but they're
guys
getting
are,
paid.
They're getting paid now.
So you got to look at it differently.
It becomes much easier. So let's come up with the structure here. We got a couple.
No. You just have.
So you play an 8-game conference schedule.
So you got to take one away.
Maybe do pods, something like that.
How many regular season games? You 12 or you back to 11?
Probably 11 in
okay,
this scenario.
11. 8 con, 3 non-con,
mm-hmm.
and then you get to the end of your season, mm-hmm. and the top four teams, does it matter if you've already played?
Or you can do a pod system, where you got four teams in each pod, and the winner of the Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, The winner of that, they're in the tournament, in the bracket. And then whatever next pod. You know, you make your pod system, do it that way. Or just top four teams. Whatever it is, but some kind of tournament. And for the teams that don't make that top bracket, have another one. You know, soccer does that all the time. You got, of course, the big cup that you're playing for in your league, but there's other ones. Hey, we won the Delaney division. All right, we got a trophy and it was fun, and we won this four-team bracket. Yeah, we were actually the eighth best team in the conference, but who cares? You know, you won the final two games, that would
what
be
something. What does this do to bowl Sunday selection?
Who cares about bowls? You and your bowls. Bulls suck.
Well, I know, but they're not going away.
They're not.
In fact, they announced them yesterday.
Did you see that? Yes,
they announced the start times and the dates that they're
going to play a bowl game.
So if you lose in your playing game, if you want to call it that, you still go to a bowl game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is just for
consolation. Is the Outback Bowl?
Yes.
Or
maybe
Alamo
you're playing
bowl,
for. How about that? For that next tier. All right, you got your top four teams. The next tier, teams 5 through 8, you're playing to get to the Citrus Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be a pretty big incentive? Hey, we get to play on a New Year's Day bowl if we win our little bracket here. You win that bottom pool, 11 through 14.
So you're trying to stay away from the Duke Mayo Bowl and the hit-winning coach gets the Mayo over his head.
How about this? I mean, blow up the whole system. You win your bottom bracket. It's Illinois, Rutgers, Maryland, and Minnesota. And they're the worst four teams. Guess what?
So
the winner of that gets to go to a bowl game.
Even if you only won 3 games.
Don't matter. Those could be your only two. You could be 0-11 going into that. But you win those
and
two games.
You salvage your season.
You're going to the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Trent, I love it. I love it.
We got to fit. You got phone numbers over there?
You want to put a peg, get a copyright on this?
I think we just figured something out.
Well,
this is literally off the top of my head, and I love it.
I like this idea. I really do. It's a little, that doesn't do anything for the regular season. Well, Rutgers just won. They won 2 games. They're in. They get to participate after Christmas.
I gotta get pen to paper. I'm gonna be putting together a little proposal here. I'm gonna work through this thing. I got a 3-day weekend. This is fun.
Yeah, we all do have a 3-day weekend, which is good news, right? We're off. Everybody, all of the local shows are off on Monday. All right, we'll head to Las Vegas. I like your idea a lot. I think it's worth
off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think it's worth pursuing investigation.
There's plenty of dumb ideas that come out of my head.
Oh, Trent, every day from 10 to noon,
hey,
people hear a lot
of
them.
Here.
All right, we will come back. Just see the text? Brilliant.
Wow.
Hour 2 coming up. Mike Palm, Dave Sproul, and Klaxons. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.